Hello and welcome to a special Voice on the Air podcast series for our flagship conference, Ordinary People, Extraordinary Contributions, on 21st June 2017. At this flagship event, we will show you how you can make fulfilling contributions even when you have a busy life with conflicting priorities. We will also help managers and leaders to elevate their seemingly ordinary team members to extraordinary performers. I'm your host, Andrea James, and today's guest is Miriam Gonzalez-Durantes, who is our keynote speaker for this year. Miriam is partner and co-chair of International and EU Trade and Government Regulation Practice at Deckard LLP. She is founder and chair of Inspiring Girls International, and most wonderfully for me, the author of Made in Spain. I've been looking forward to this podcast for a while, so welcome, Miriam.
Hi, hello, how are you?
I'm all right. So why have you chosen to speak at this conference?
Well, I think that we got in touch originally at the Wimbledon Literary Festival, where I was presenting a cooking book that I have written, Made in Spain, and I was very keen to give publicity to it because I'm using part of the funds that I'm getting through that to help a campaign that I have been leading for quite a few years now, Inspiring Girls. And when I was told about the project, about Voice at the Table, I thought that it was very attractive, this concept of anybody, ordinary people, as you call it, doing extraordinary things, because in a way that is the idea behind Inspiring Girls, about any woman, absolutely everybody. I don't really like the word ordinary people, because lots of what people call ordinary people really do extraordinary things all the time. But
yes.
But I think that whole concept of anybody being able to make an extraordinary contribution with a tiny bit of effort is pretty much the idea behind Inspiring Girls, and that's why I thought that it could be a really good fit.
Okay, so tell me a little bit more about Inspiring Girls.
Well, Inspiring Girls is a campaign that we launched 3.5 years ago. It's a very simple concept. It's about women, all sorts of women from all walks of life, all young, senior, junior, whatever it is. It's going back to schools to talk to girls, secondary school girls, to inspire them to aim high, to work hard, and also to see all the different possibilities that they have in life. And we only ask for 1 hour per year from any woman, so even the busiest women can do it. We are now in 4 different countries and making tremendous progress. Mm-hmm. And we are hoping that we can make it into a truly international initiative.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, sounds pretty amazing. So for our listeners today, what can they do, even if they aren't able to come and listen to you at the conference? What from your experience do you think they can do to make extraordinary contributions?
Well, I think that generally speaking, I believe very much in the concept of people choosing a little square centimeter in whatever area they feel strongly about, and try to make change in a very small area and not moving away from that square centimeter until things have changed, and then we can move somewhere else. I think that we are all driven by different interests, by different objectives in life, but whatever is yours, which does not need to be only your professional objective, just try to choose it and make it small enough so that you can really change something. It's by lots of little bits of change that we can really make something important and noticeable. And at a more concrete level, if you are a woman, what I'm hoping to do after listening to this is to get into the website of Inspiring Girls and to see how simple it is to make a difference to the life of any girl, whether it's here in the UK or it is worldwide. It's just 1 hour, so everybody can do it. And I hope that you find the project interesting.
Are you saying partly people get possibly distracted and hop from one thing to another and not work on one thing? Or feel like they need to do something big and that's why they don't get started in the first place?
I come myself, before being a lawyer here in the UK, I come from the foreign affairs and European world, and I have seen lots of different initiatives, mostly on development projects. Mm-hmm. And I think that generally speaking, people tend to aim to two big objectives.
Right.
They okay. do it with lots of good intentions. They get there, and then it is very different to see any effective change. And I believe much more in choosing small areas of change,
yep.
really meaningful and reachable objectives. And it's only when you get that done that you can move somewhere else. Otherwise, I think that it leads to a lot of disappointments on all sides of this. And that is not really very productive. For some of us, is the charity world. I'm hoping that given the developments in the world, for many others could be also the political world. But whatever it is that drives you, just choose something and try to see some change.
Yeah, I can relate to the choosing too big and being disappointed.
We can all relate to that.
Finally, just I've been cooking from your wonderful cookbook. I love the stories that you shared in your book. So can you tell us a little bit more about how you got started on it and why?
Well, food has been always important in my life. I come from Spain, where food is high up there into the the top interests of the country. And at some point, I had been doing a website with a blog, Cooking with My Children, and somebody approached me to see whether I wanted to make a book about it. And at that point, I was thinking about making Inspiring Women, which is how my first initiative about getting women and girls was called in the UK into a true international initiative called Inspiring Girls, and we needed funds. And I thought, well, this would be a good idea to try to get some funds so that we can really do this transition. And that is how it started. But then I have to say that I had tremendous fun writing it. It's not only about recipes, it's also about stories from my country, my culture, about the years when my husband was in politics, all of it with the food I love doing it, really.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed I'm still enjoying it. I would highly recommend picking up a copy of this book. It's got, as Miriam just said, lots of little anecdotes on top of the recipes that do work, so which is one of the things that you want from a cookbook, really.
And they are fast. They are fast recipes, so not overcomplicated.
Yes. Fabulous. Well, I'll be cooking from it and sharing some pictures. So if you want to pick them up, do follow me and look out for them. Well, thank you, Miriam, for taking the time to speak to us today.
Thanks so much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, do join us again for the special series where our guests will be sharing their experiences of environments where ordinary people make extraordinary contributions. If you'd like to meet Miriam and the other speakers and facilitators in person and delve deeper with practical tools that you can use in your career and life, then join us on 21st June 2017. Simply go to voiceatthetable.com to book your place now. If you can't join us for that date, you can still access information about our follow-up workshops and all the other resources that we offer on our website. Thank you again to Miriam for her wonderful insights. And once again, our website is voiceatthetable.com. I'm Andrea James. Thank you again for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you very soon. Goodbye.